Peace Corps volunteers are helping to strengthen literacy skills in communities on mainland St. Vincent. The program will be delivered by 5 new volunteers who will be working alongside educators with the aim of improving reading comprehension for students at the primary school level. Program and Training Manager for Peace Corps Caribbean, Philcol Jeffers, says the volunteers were engaged in 9 weeks of immersive training and will now start their service at the community level.
So we had what is called a pre-service training that lasted for 9 weeks. They did 3 weeks in St. Lucia and then they did 6 weeks in St. Vincent. And we went through with them all that they would need to know about our education system, small group instructions, co-teaching, co-planning, facilitating lessons and doing lesson planning, so that it would support when they go to the schools, how they would work with the teachers and do the various initiatives. One of the things that we know that they're big on is what we call the small group pullouts. So they would assist where persons have literacy challenges, particularly reading. They would do a small pullout and they would work with the students, bring them up to scratch, and then they would do what is called a push-in in the system. But there are also volunteers who do library development and assistance to help support and strengthen the libraries, which includes some digital work. So there might be some computers, allowing teachers to access software online and various resources to ensure that they enhance the teaching of various subjects within the school. So it's a collaborative, comprehensive work that they do when they get to the schools.
Mr. Jeffers says the Peace Corps volunteer service contributes to major improvements in student literacy and strengthen school systems in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and in the region.
Across the region, we recently supported 40 schools, and that's in St. Vincent and our other islands. We've reached nearly 3,000 students. 63% of students working with volunteers have showed measurable literacy gains, and 94% of students and teachers increased their access to quality library resources. So it's not just digits that we're giving or data, because here in St. Vincent, we have seen where stronger partnerships between teachers, families, the communities, and the volunteers have enhanced educational progress for students and for parents, because there are different things that they do together. And so we're just building on that foundation to enhance what is in the schools. A special thank you to St. Vincent and the Grenadines for welcoming the volunteers in the communities and for treating them as one of our own, and just wish that they continue to support, continue to provide a safe environment for them to work, because they're here to help us so that we can have brighter futures for our children in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Mr. Jeffers noted that in addition to in-school instruction, the volunteers get involved in projects beyond the classroom.
They can be involved in projects beyond the classroom based on needs of the communities in which they serve. So they do an immersion into their communities. So we let them participate in community activities as well. But their primary focus is the English literacy in the primary schools. But they, of course, are, because we have volunteers who are working with sports clubs. They are playing on sports teams. We also have them in cultural activities. So they support wherever they see their need and their niche. But it's not a mandatory thing, but they work with the communities as part of their integration.
Program and Training Manager for Peace Corps Eastern Caribbean, Philcol Jeffers. 4,000 Peace Corps volunteers have served across the Eastern Caribbean since the program began in 1961. At present, 38 volunteers are actively serving across four islands. With today's special report, I'm Corvin Harry.